Since the dawn of time, or at least since anyone here at Only a Game can remember, which is pretty much the same thing as the dawn of time, kids at sporting events have been lining up for obligatory handshakes and mumbles of good game, good game. This week, the Kentucky High School Athletic Association issued a directive that might change all that, at least in Kentucky. Bob Cook writes about youth sports for Forbes. Bob, explain this to me. Kentucky hasn't actually banned handshakes after sporting events, have they?
No, what Kentucky did was put out a set of protocols for post-game conduct, basically saying that once the game is over in certain team sports, that the officials are to leave the field immediately, and that if the coaches and players want to have a post-game handshake, they can, but they're not required to. If they do have a post-game handshake, then that means the coaches, adults, and schools are responsible for their conduct, and if there's anything that goes wrong, such as a fight or anything else like that in the line, that the schools can get in trouble for that.
Commissioner Julian Tackett said that soccer players have been tripped in the handshake line. Volleyball players have thrown punches at each other. Football players have thrown helmets at each other. And that's just this year in Kentucky. Is this a growing national or even international problem, or is Kentucky unique?
I don't think Kentucky is particularly unique. I mean, we've seen this at all levels of sport. Remember Jim Harbaugh and Jim Schwartz, two NFL coaches, going at each other after shaking hands. Indiana University men's basketball coach Tom Crean going through the handshake line against Michigan and yelling at a former assistant at IU, now at Michigan, that you helped wreck our program. There's all sorts of things that happen in line, and certainly there are always kids who refuse to shake hands or say something nasty or just make it clear that I'm saying good game, but I don't really mean it. So it can be difficult for some to turn off those competitive juices and suddenly remember to be a good sport in line.
You tweet under the handle @notgoingpro, and so I assume you believe youth sports has more to offer than, you know, a road to the big leagues. What about sportsmanship? I mean, these kids are supposed to be learning it. Isn't kind of saying, well, you don't have to shake hands, a way to say, all right, forget it, you don't have to learn it?
Well, I don't think it's quite that black and white. I think it is a shame if people can't handle themselves in a simple handshake line. You know, you should be able to get through it without any issues. You know, if you have parents, if you have adults around who aren't teaching civility and sportsmanship to kids, then you can't be completely shocked when something happens in the handshake line. So I would suspect that 99% of the time in Kentucky, everybody's still going to shake hands. But this just gives some leeway for those situations when people have just lost their minds.
If schools decide to go ahead with a post-game handshake, they risk a $1,000 fine if a fight does break out. Are schools in Kentucky going to take that risk?
I think most will. You know, even though Kentucky said they've had some cases this year, with all the hundreds or thousands of games in various sports that have already been played, this is not something that happens that often. In most cases, the two teams play, they shake hands, everybody goes home. You know, maybe they get some post-game ice cream, you know, or something. No big deal. What I think this is for is to give the school some guidance to say, hey, you know, if you're playing a big game against your toughest rival, or if it's clear there's been some chippiness through the game and things are kind of at the edge, if you want to get out of Dodge, get out of there. Don't feel like you have to wait and shake hands. Or perhaps the coaches can meet and shake hands and say, hey, what do you think? Okay, well, let's do it or let's not do it. The only reason I can see for not doing it is that there's a bad flu bug going around and people should not be touching each other.
Bob Cook writes about youth sports for Forbes and elsewhere. Bob, if you were here in the studio, I would reach out and shake your hand because... but anyway, thank you for joining me.
Do you have hand sanitizer?
Is the optional handshake after games a good option? Let us know what you think by visiting facebook.com/onlyagameradio.